Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin bounces again. After briefly losing $40,000 support, I'll be sharing the key Bitcoin price levels to watch out for. I'll also be sharing the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Pentoshi. And quick reminder, it's just a dip. Bitcoin is going to be fine. I promise. All you need to do is zoom out. Also in today's show, smart contracts are coming to Bitcoin through Definity's internet computer. That's right. Efforts to expand Bitcoin's functionality for payments, smart contracts, and Web 3.0 are all well underway, opening the door to wider mainstream adoption. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, breaking news, commodity strategist predicts a Bitcoin ETF could get the nod in the U.S. next month. That's right, a Bitcoin ETF could be approved by U.S. regulators by October, according to Bloomberg Intelligence commodity strategist Mike McGlone. And as Lark Davis points out here, Bitcoin's still going to $100,000 this year. Quarter four 2013 and quarter four 2017, both saw 300% plus rallies. What could make Bitcoin do that again? A Bitcoin ETF getting approved in the USA. That's right. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price can hit $450,000 this year in 2021, and $135,000 is the worst case scenario, according to Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. And as he points out here, September's worst case scenario close is $43,000. And considering we're currently hovering at around $42,000, there's only one more week left in this month. I'm going to be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting back in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show.
Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And before I kick off today's show, if you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin Hyper Boom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin bounced from a second $40,000 retest this morning on September 22nd as China calmed the global market fears over Evergrande. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is looking bearish on the short term timeframes. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView saw Bitcoin trading above 42,000 on Wednesday, with the bulls still defending the psychologically significant $40,000 mark. The mood remained buoyant among traders, but macro still provided mixed messages, while concerns focused on China and Evergrande, the second biggest Chinese property giant, remain earmarked for a default on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of debt. And China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, pumped another 120 billion yuan, which is worth $18.6 billion, into the banking system as a result. And this in turn soothed anxious markets, with the company's potential collapse considered to be a more state-controlled slow detonation than a chaotic event with far-reaching consequences. And as Plan B points out here, so first Chinese virus with 0.15% IFR brings down all Western economies, values, and freedoms. Then Evergrande, China's largest real estate developer, collapses, possibly bringing down China's economy. Coincidence? Note, Bitcoin February 2020 closing price before COVID was $8,500. Nonetheless, the specter of China's Lehman Brothers moment was set to be a market mover for the short term, at least according to analysts, in the next few weeks and perhaps in the next couple of months. Evergrande, coupled with FOMC, the Delta variant, and a host of other issues, will continue to create great volatility. And to some extent, that volatility will be a great buying opportunity. That's right, BTFD all day. And in Europe, shares of Evergrande jumped by nearly 25% in Frankfurt at the open. And as Alex Kruger points out here, odds are Evergrande will become a non-event in a matter of days. The reason for concern is not Evergrande, but traders worrying about Evergrande game theory. And Mitchell responded, what if Bill Huang and Evergrande are the tremors before the next financial shock from too much leverage rather than the shock itself? And Alex responded, then we are effed, but the banking system is much healthier than during prior crisis, both in the U.S. and in China. Now let's discuss all eyes on Bitcoin's weekly close. For BTC, which had sold off in a step with global stocks earlier in the week, the outlook was thus similarly choppy on the shorter timeframes. Trader and analyst Rec Capital eyed a need for a weekly close above the 21-week exponential moving average at just under $43,000. Quoting him here, that would give us a lot more bullish momentum, he said in his latest YouTube update, and rescuing the 21 exponential moving average would also preserve a nearby demand zone and also paint a trip to $40,000 as a fake breakdown, filling buy orders before Bitcoin headed back upwards. And fellow trader Pentoshi, meanwhile, highlighted a slightly lower level, 40,700, as the clincher for the weekly close, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. 40,700 continues to be the spot to watch. This chart is unchanged and is what I used to catch, $60,000 to $64,000 top and $29,000 bottom. This location has a ton of historical importance and is crucial for this week's close. Would like to see sellers trap below here, macro view, OFC, as you can see right here on your screen. And he also says, first defense key, however, is getting back over 44,600 to get out of the woods. We could range from 40,700 to 44,600 this week. Price has been clean and clear there, so we know it's important, as you can see right here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And before I break down our next story of the day, smart contracts are coming to Bitcoin through Definity's internet computer, as well as Bitcoin price can hit $450,000 this year in 2021. And $135,000 is the worst case scenario, according to Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything currently correcting and in the red. Bitcoin down almost 3% for the day, trading just above $42,000. We have Ether down 4.5%, trading at about $2,900. We have Cardano down 5%, trading at $2.08. Solana down 9%, trading just under $129. And Polkadot down 5%, trading just above $28. All right, now let's talk about some Bitcoin smart contracts, shall we? Definity's Foundation Internet Computer Blockchain is bringing smart contract capabilities to the Bitcoin network and potentially opening the door to new use cases for the premier cryptocurrency. Internet Computer will utilize its so-called chain key cryptography to integrate with BTC, paving the way for smart contracts with native Bitcoin addresses that are hosted directly on Internet Computer. Definity Foundation announced on Tuesday, Internet Computer smart contracts will gain access to Bitcoin liquidity and Bitcoin will gain powerful new smart contract functionality without the need for insecure and cumbersome trusted bridging services, explained Dominic Williams, the founder and chief scientist of Definity Foundation. Now, smart contracts on Internet Computer will feature associated BTC addresses, giving them direct access to transactions on the Bitcoin blockchain. Transaction finality on Internet Computer takes 2 seconds compared with 40 minutes on Bitcoin. So to get around this, the so-called Bitcoin banks can be utilized directly on Internet Computer, enabling swift 2-second transactions. And earlier this year, Definity Foundation launched a $223 million developer ecosystem program to support further smart contract and blockchain development. The project, which launched back in 2014, has received financial backing from some of crypto's biggest venture firms, including Andreessen Horowitz and Polychain Capital. Now, Definity's latest efforts are part of a wider industry initiative to make Bitcoin more accessible for transactions, decentralized finance, and Web 3.0. And in January, open source network Stax unveiled its vision for Bitcoin-centric smart contracts utilizing a layer one blockchain with a native bridge. While several other developers are currently in the process of delivering new applications ahead of Bitcoin's widely anticipated Taproot upgrade later this year. How many of you are pretty excited for Taproot? Let me know in the comments below. The upgrade received overwhelming support from mining nodes, paving the way for soft fork activation in November, so only a couple of months away. While Bitcoin hasn't achieved all the test nets of Satoshi Nakamoto's 2008 white paper, namely widespread utility as an electric cash system, it has emerged as a premier alternative asset. The Bitcoin network reached a total market cap north of $1 trillion in May before undergoing a broad market correction. Much of that growth is owed to growing institutional support for Bitcoin as an asset. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Bitcoin smart contract capabilities as well as the Taproot upgrade scheduled just 2 months away? Do you feel that's going to put many cryptocurrencies out of business? Holla at your boy in the comments. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, commodity strategist predicts Bitcoin ETF could get the nod in the US next month. That's right. As well as the Bitcoin price can hit $450,000 still this year in 2021, with $135,000 being the worst case scenario. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.9 trillion with $133 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.5%, with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Axie Infinity up almost 10%, trading at $61.80. We have AMP up 2%, trading at 4.5 cents, and Revain just up 1%, trading at 1.8 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And as you can see, the majority of the top cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 27. Last week was neutral, and last month a 79 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bloomberg Intelligence commodity strategist Mike McGlone believes it's only a matter of time before the U.S. SEC approves the country's first Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, better known as an ETF. In an interview with Stansberry investor host Daniela Cambone on September 21st, McGlone asserted that Canada is extending a competitive lead over the U.S. after approving Bitcoin ETFs from 3iQ and CoinShares back in April. He emphasized that capital is flowing from the U.S. to Canada's institutional crypto products, including from Cathie Wood's ARK Invest. Shout out to Cathie Wood. She predicts a $500,000 Bitcoin price within the next 5 years. However, he believes that the lawmakers in the U.S. will not want to miss out for much longer. And when asked about a time frame on a potential U.S. Bitcoin ETF approval, McGlone said it could happen potentially by the end of October. He maintained that it was likely to be a futures-backed product first, adding that it would open a legitimization window for a massive amount of money inflow. That's right. Let's go Bitcoin ETF. I think it will absolutely be a game changer, bringing in all this massive institutional adoption. Now, McGlone also reiterated the latest report from his Bloomberg Intelligence that stated Bitcoin price hitting six figures was a possibility this year and could be driven by an approval of an ETF. And crypto YouTuber Lark Davis shares McGlone's price targets, observing that in the previous bull markets in 2013 and 2017, the latter quarter saw huge price rallies. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin's still going to $100,000 this year. Quarter four 2013 and quarter four 2017, both saw 300% plus rallies. What would make Bitcoin do that again? A Bitcoin ETF getting approved in the USA. Let me know if you agree with Mike McGlone and Lark Davis in the comments right down below. Now, the SEC is currently yet to approve a crypto ETF, despite the growing number of applications it has received from prospective issuers continuing to mount. And earlier this month, as I covered here in the show, multinational financial services firm Fidelity, which is a giant which controls like over $4 trillion in assets under management, they lobbied with the SEC to approve an ETP, arguing that Bitcoin markets have already reached maturity under the regulators' own standards. So there you have it. This would be absolutely massive for the Bitcoin price. And I feel a Bitcoin ETF getting approved in October can realistically take us to Max Keiser's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 this year in 2021, with $135,000 being the worst case scenario, according to Plan B. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and help me get to 50,000 subs. clubs, especially if you like earning money in cryptocurrency. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. This is a throwback, but still very much relevant. So let me break it down. Bitcoin could trade at an eye-watering 450,000 by the end of 2021, while 135,000 would be the worst case scenario. And that's according to Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. The well-known creator of the stock to flow Bitcoin price forecast and models reportedly bucked the overall market mood in recent weeks and months. Even as Bitcoin sees multiple retests of lows from the past months, the analyst in his models remains firmly fixed on a far brighter midterm goal for the largest crypto. And checking out his tweet, there's also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021, August, 47,000, spot on, just FYI. September, he says, is going to be 43,000, which is the absolute lowest. And currently at the time of this recording, we're currently trading at 42,000. We only have another week left of this month. And then next month, October, when we move into quarter four, he says worst case scenario, 63,000 for Bitcoin close. In November, 98,000, while December, 135,000. Again, worst case scenarios, as you can see right here in this chart. And now that you saw the worst case scenarios, check this out. He also says, wait until you see my base case and best case scenarios. Okay, a hint, best case December, $450,000 per BTC. So there you have it. And Stock to Flow X, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price, medium average between now and 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And checking out his tweet from a couple of days ago, which is a 3-month update from his original tweet back on June 20th, he wrote, in June, I sketched the rough path of how Bitcoin could go towards its Stock to Flow target of $100,000 in December, just confirming we're still on that path, in my opinion. And I agree 100%, but let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And as he points out right here, new all-time high Bitcoin realized cap, $21,000, 200-week moving average at 15.6 thousand, which is another massively bullish indicator. Let's go BTC. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end up before the end of this year? Do you feel his best case scenario could potentially come true, or his worst case scenario, or in the middle? Holla at your boy in the comments. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin bounces again after briefly losing that $40,000 support. I shared the key Bitcoin price levels to watch out for. Also in today's show, we discussed smart contracts are coming to Bitcoin through Definity's internet computer, as well as commodity strategist Mike McGlone predicts that a Bitcoin ETF could get the nod in the US next month. In October, we also discussed the best and worst case scenarios for Bitcoin for a close in 2021, with 135,000 being the worst case scenario and 450,000 being the best case scenario, according to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence. I appreciate the super chat contribution. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Katie Lux wrote, that man, JV, is the glitch in the matrix, giving us an incredible roundup of cryptosphere action and market movement. Hope everyone is buying the glitch. Many thanks, JV. One love and peace. And my response, love it. Buy the glitch and keep stacking them sats, fam. Cheers, Katie. One love and peace. And the next featured comment comes from BitBud, who wrote, if you don't believe it or don't get it, I don't have the time to try to convince you. Sorry, quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto. Love it. And the third and final featured comment comes from Lawrence, who wrote, volatility is not a problem if you can pay your bills for a year without selling any BTC, quoting Michael Saylor. And I totally agree. BTFD all day without secured loans. Awesome as always, JV. Thanks, brother. And my response, thanks, Lawrence, for tuning in live, fam. Yes, indeed, as always, Michael Saylor is spot on. Volatility equals life force, and that's why the US dollar is dead. It is what it is. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. If you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin, Hyper Boom, where he reveals 6 catch-up coins, which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, TEEKA.cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay.